are back. Yay! We're back. And, Julie just informed Papa Mitchell that she and Gabriel are sleeping in separate rooms. So, don't kill him, yes. Daddy. Don't kill him, please.
Yeah, Donnie is, like, taking notes. Mm-hmm. They are not together.
But hey, this doesn't mean they can't sneak into each other's rooms, right, Julia? Wink, wink.
Yeah, Gabriel's always have to crawl.
Sneak in.
At night.
Yes.
Can you imagine crawling in the hall?
Like,
okay, what are you looking for, sir?
I lost my contact.
No, I lost my, my keys.
Oh, yeah, that too. The keys, the contact lenses, everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've come to my partner's favorite line. Partner, are you ready?
Yes, it's from Julia, and she said, just for the record, I love you both of you. So I really like it if you didn't injure one another. Julia looks wildly between the two men, and when both fail to answer.
Yes, I love you guys.
You know, I want you to be my life together.
Anything? No?
No, I think they were surprised.
Right. They're not even listening to her. So.
Yeah, we're human, Julia.
Yes, so okay. And so Julia goes into her room where she will spend the night alone. And the first thing she does is, once she's in her room, is find how well stocked is a mini bar. Which I was thinking, oh my god, Julia, the mini bar. That's a pricey indulgence, because they overcharge for everything. Water, peanuts, chocolates, whatever.
Yeah, but you know, Gabriel is paying, so it's her history.
Wait, are you sure he's paying? Because remember, she doesn't like it when he pays for everything. She's Miss Independent, which is cool, but is she accepting this trip? Like, who's paying for the trip? Is it Rachel? Or is it Aaron? Or Gabriel? Or Julia? We should have asked the boss that question.
Yeah.
It's gonna go like, really? Just curious. Movie, and who's paying for the the one night or whatever? At the beautiful Four Seasons Hotel. Yay! No.
Oh, but I said, alone again, naturally.
Oh, like the song.
What song?
There's a song, I think it's called Alone Again.
Okay.
Yes. Alone Again, naturally.
About the sting. Okay. So lonely. I feel so lonely.
Oh, yes. We're all a little lonely. Meanwhile, Julia is stuffing herself with chocolates. I hope they're alike. Tastes good. Another box. Oh, my God. That's $20 right there, Julia. Are you sure? Shut up. Nom, nom, nom. Okay, Julia.
It's Gabriel's fault, because he was the one that called Tom.
Yes, he did. Well, maybe Julia had other plans. Maybe Julia thought, there's a pool and I have a swimsuit, so maybe we can go swimming. Right, Gabriel? Wink, wink. And
yeah,
maybe... All right, so there you go. It's kind of like that film, Down With Love. They replace sex with chocolate.
Oh, nice.
So every time the girl had a craving for... you know, some fun time with someone else, when she was denied, she would just go like, chocolate! Oh, chocolate. Good old buddy.
Yeah. Well, chocolate is always a good option, so.
Yeah, unless you start gaining weight and then it's like, crap. I should just have sex. It's a lot healthier.
Yes. In that case, you need sex because you have to lose weight.
Yes, lose the weight, burn some calories. It's for my... endorphins. So yeah, strip, man, strip. Anyway, so later that evening, Julia is in her room. Yay, turns out she had dinner with Papa Mitchell. So darn it, boss, we skipped the meal. What did they eat?
Gossiping time.
Right, but I wanted to see that, like, Jules, hi dad, how's everything? I'm okay. We need to talk.
He's alive. That's okay. All the matter.
He's alive. Okay, that's good. That's good. Did you say hi to Twitchy? What? Nothing. Nothing. What? I need wine. Wine.
That's awkward.
Right. Did he tell you he's not touching me? It's terrible, Dad. It's terrible. Julia, I don't need to know that. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Because he will change his mind, you know, and kill him.
Right. Oh, okay. Awkward. So anyway, turns out that, yes, Julia is in her room after an unpleasant dinner with her father. Ooh, okay. So thank you, boss, for saving us the awkward dinner.
Okay.
That would have been...
Yeah, but I need to gossip. I need to know what happened.
Right, right. Darn it. Maybe we can borrow the footage from the security camera. Like...
Yeah, but they have snarky. Security camera, but they don't have microphone.
Yeah, well, Snarky probably sat next to her, so it's like... Snarky, okay.
Ooh, I like Snarky.
Snarky,
yeah,
you
yeah.
tell
Maybe
us...
he was there.
You took notes, so you tell us what was happening right now. Oh, look, he's waving his hand like crazy. What was happening there? Oh, he was calling the waiter. Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Stan said to be a fly on that whale.
The wall, yes. Anyway, so yes, I can't make up anything that happened during that dinner, so we will just skip. Hours later, we're at Julia's room, and turns out that Gabriel sent her a basket, a gift basket, with everything, products that smell like lavender. Julia's new scent. So, oh my god, that's the scent! Remember before, it was all vanilla. Vanilla. But then she changed after he left, and she couldn't smell vanilla, and now it's... I know, but now we know what the scent is, because I was wondering, what is it? What is it? Is it cherry blossom? Is it lavender? Is it roses? No? Citrus? Apples? Nothing?
Yeah.
I don't know. So there you go. It's lavender. So, ooh. And Julia remembers that time when he poofed her for the first time. Do you remember that?
Repeat, because I couldn't hear.
Okay, so she remembers the first time he poofed her. The shower poof?
He what? Oh, yeah, when he was saying the colors, no?
Yes, she remembered the colors, and she was thinking, oh, probably black goes to Singer, red goes to Krista, Paulina, green goes to the mistresses, and purple for the virgin. So,
yes.
A virgin poof for a virgin. How cruel. So, yeah. And now she's laughing at herself. He poofed me and I was overreacting. I'm so crazy.
Oh my god. I love him.
Oh my god. So, yeah. And, yeah. And Pam says, Lori says, I remember the poof. And Pam says, to go to the towel. Skip the poof, go to the towel. Okay, so anyway, so then Julia realizes that yes, indeed, everything in that beautiful basket is lavender scent. Perhaps he's keeping her at bay like this, because if he smells vanilla, he will lose control. He will be a caveman and tear open that dress, push her into the bed, and claim her.
I will put the vanilla on purpose.
You know, I was thinking, Julia, don't wait for him to bring the vanilla stuff. You bring it. And then, even though he brings you lavender, maybe you can mix them and make your own little scent. And look at that. Voila. Lavender and vanilla. Ooh.
Yes, a mix.
Mm-hmm. So, yes. Anyway, so Julia again decides that, yes, I will respect his wishes, even though I want to be with him. Forever. Since he's keeping me out of bay, I will respect him and I will use the lavender scented soap and everything. So,
no.
But she wishes that.
Understand it.
Mm-hmm, but she wishes that he will change his mind soon.
Yes.
Please. And meanwhile, the gods are like, wait.
She
no.
never called again.
I thought she was gonna call, but turns out no.
Yeah.
I think she forgot us again.
We should answer and not leave the message.
Aw. Okay, so yeah, so there she is, Julia, in the beautiful pedestal bathtub, enjoying her bath, when all of a sudden, ooh, look at over there, it's Gabriel.
Oh, a car, a cell phone.
Yes. Wow. Which, do you remember the song?
The bottle, the message? No, the message in the bottle. No?
Message in a bottle.
In the bottle, yeah.
It's like la la la. Wait, it's Gabriel. Wait, let me listen to this a little bit.
No, it's not Gabriel. Dante, remember?
Oh yeah, Dante. Dante, is that you? Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Who is there?
Right. Oh, yeah. Do you want to play it now or do you want to play it later?
Later.
Later. Okay, okay. But a little sneak peek.
Okay.
Okay, let me find him. Where did you go, man?
Oh, my God. You are not prepared.
I was prepared, but then I started fooling around and then I started losing myself. But yes. Okay, here we go. I found him. Bye, Willie.
Bye, Willie.
What are you doing?
Ooh!
But you know, he has like, you know, sexy voice.
Yes.
So how can you do that, Gabriel, if you don't want to have sex?
Yes, that's true. So can
so
you imagine?
Why are you saying, what are you doing?
Can you imagine? Message in a bottle. Hello?
Well, can you do that?
What are you doing?
You can recreate it.
Me?
But you have both. Yes, oh. You have both sounds.
Oh, see, I can't do it like that. I need to prepare.
Oh, but you have this phone, the run.
No, I know, but then I'm gonna lose it. But okay, let me see if I can do it. But it's just gonna be a bit complicated because.
Yes, you can do it, Betty. We believe in you. You can do it.
Okay. I'm going. Almost done. Okay, ready?
Yes.
La 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 la. Oh my God, Gabriel? I mean, Dante? Hello? Hello?
What are you doing?
Ooh!
Oh my God, Ben said, what are you doing and what are you wearing?
Right, and that's how Gabriel was introduced in to the wonderful world of sexting. Yay!
Yeah.
And then Julia says, not much. What about you? Ooh.
Nothing. And you?
Right. Where's your hand? Uh-oh.
Extra
hours, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yes, Gabriel asks, what are you doing? And oh, my. I'm melting. I'm melting here. So, yes. And by the way, that reminds me that on Friday, August 4th was the 1 year since we lost Morgan. And oh my God, we love him. His legacy lives on. So, we love you, Morgan.
Yes. That's why we have a little preview with what you're doing.
Yes.
And then we have another thing for you just to remember him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At the end of the chapter.
So, yeah, because he made this chapter so awesome. Yes, that was John Morgan. In case you want to hear it again. Ooh.
Yes,
one
you have to listen to the audiobooks. The books is amazing.
Okay, one more time for Morgan.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I think he was perfect for Gabriel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. Really
I
was.
Can imagine another one. Doing the audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
He's perfect.
He's awesome. Okay. Okay, and now after the morgasm, Julia says, just relax.
Yeah.
I'm melting, so yeah. But Julia doesn't tell him that she's melting here after hearing his sexy voice. No, she just tells him, oh, yes. I'm just relaxing, and, oh, yeah, thank you for the basket. I really appreciate it. And how are you?
Yeah, so casual.
Yeah, don't mind me being naked in a tub with nothing but bubbles and water. Wink, wink. But can you imagine poor Gabriel? He doesn't know where he is right now. Like, what are you doing? Nothing. If he knew she was where she was, he probably would have been like, hey, no, I can't. I mustn't. You're naked.
How could you do that?
Right, how could you do this to me, Julia?
Well, but you are the one who is calling me.
Or can you imagine if he FaceTimed her? You know, like a video conversation, video call. And it would have been like, what are you doing? And you're in the tub. Hubba hubba. Gabriel, are you okay? Blowing away the bubbles. Oh no, my bubbles are going away. Gabriel, I need more lavender soap. Maybe, winky. Anyway, so yeah, that's for the next fanfiction. Right, boss? No.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Phone sex. Yeah,
ooh, yeah. And Julia's gonna go like, look, I have a banana. Oh, okay. Put the banana away, Julia.
Oh, my God. Oh, I prefer Twitchy, but now you are...
Tonight. Well, she's not there with him, so, you know, like, foreplay. Okay, anyway. So, yes, Julia says that she's relaxing, and she asks him what happened today. And he tells her that the conversation with Papa Mitchell was a bit uncomfortable, but it had to be done. He allowed Papa Mitchell to curse at him. Get it out of your system, Papa Mitchell. You are a stronzo. Blah, 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 blah. Beep, 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 beep.
Passe, go for a cucumber. Put the banana down.
A cucumber. Ooh. Well, what if she was hungry and she wants something sweet first, and then later on she goes into the salad? Winky.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, so yeah, okay. Naughty girl, get out of the gutter. Okay, anyway, so yes, he allowed the dad to curse at him until he was done. But this was sad. He called him a cokehead. So,
you know, I can imagine this conversation with Don. This is Don. Hi, Emerson. Now, why are you peeing with my daughter? Oh my God.
And cokehead. Beep.
Yeah.
Are you done? No. Beep, 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 beep. Now I'm done.
You're a mother. Beep.
Right? Anyway.
Don't dare you to fuck. Beep, my daughter.
Right? I swear I'm not touching her.
Oh, yes. But, you know,
you'll
have to say yes, that she's telling the truth.
Yes. But turns out that after that, Pam, she's saying that you can still eat the cucumber later. Ooh, winky.
Okay. Winky face.
High five, Pam. And yeah, that's why it's important to eat your fruits and vegetables. Making fruit. Fruit and vegetables. Extra sexy. Yeah,
okay. In every sense.
In every sense, yes. Okay, so it turns out that Gabriel tells Julia that after he allowed Papa Mitchell to insult him, he, Gabriel, explained everything that happened. And then after that, check it out. Papa Mitchell bought Gabriel a beer.
Oh, well, you know, that means that the Ton is trying to understand the situation. Mm-hmm. And more than agree with Gabriel, she's trying to understand Julia, because obviously Julia's back with him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing.
Yes,
it's
it is.
A good start.
But I was surprised, because, oh my God, look at this. Julia says, I can't imagine Tom paying $10 for a Chime Premier, which I thought, wait a minute, Tom, that's your dad, girl. I can't imagine my dad, my daddy, my pops, my good old papa paying $10. Why all of a sudden are you calling your dad Tom? What happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
She's so upset now with her dad, and now it's
no,
Tom.
No, but I don't think she's upset. I think she's trying to be sarcastic or something.
No. Still, I mean, I can't imagine her. I mean, before this, I couldn't imagine her saying, I can't imagine Tom paying $10 for your shime. Oh, crazy Tom. That's your dad? So, okay.
I don't know. Maybe who she's am trying I? To be sarcastic.
Right, maybe. Anyway, so yes, Gabriel informs Julia after he's done chuckling that no, Julia, he did not buy my expensive beer. It was a Budweiser. So, oh. And then he goes and tells her it's not the original Budweiser Woodbar from Czech Republic.
The professor in him.
Right. It's not from the Czech Republic. The original recipe, it's the the now water version of it. Oh.
Yeah.
He ordered for him. So, oh. Oh, Papa Mitchell, you try to be nice.
The professor.
Yes.
Bye, Maru. Thank you.
Bye, Maru.
We love you.
Mm-hmm. Kisses. So yeah, look at that, Gabriel. It's like it's not good beer. It's American beer. You Americans drink terrible beer. You need to learn how to drink like me. Like me, right? But
yes.
But remember, he said he wasn't gonna drink anymore.
Oh right.
So
well, but maybe we'll be awful if you say no to Tom. Mm-hmm. You know, like. Tom is trying to be nice, and no, it will be like, well, you know, I don't care about Tom, because Tom let him with the hand out, so that wasn't polite.
But I
understand Gabriel, you have to say yes, because she's trying to mend things.
Right, but can you imagine, like, oh, Gabriel's not drinking anymore, Papa Mitchell, no. But this is cheap beer. It's watered down. It's like water. Look, nothing.
It's
so, it's like
yes,
Malta. Okay.
To Gabriel, yes.
Yes. So, okay. So then Julia tells Gabriel that he must really love her if he's willing to drink bath water. Appalling bath water.
Julia went really away, like it must love me. Oh yeah, it must love me. Okay, sorry.
I
confused. I said Mary. I think you know. You know what?
I'm lost.
No. It's okay. What's my confusion? No. It's okay.
No. She tells
never
him.
Mind, never mind.
She tells him. I guess you must really. You must love me if you're. Again. I guess you must love me if you're willing to give up your pretentious European imports for appalling bathwater. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. Speaking of, remember that time when she was like, only you would think of American. Whatever, the beer, wouldn't you rather drink this expensive beer than drink appalling bathwater? And then she starts thinking like, only you would think about that, appalling bathwater. Professor, you sicko. I love that line. So, yes. So, Gabriel loves you so much that he's drinking yolky stuff. Poi poi on his load, you know, delicious, good taste. Anyway, so, yeah. Thank you, Gabriel. And then Julia thinks about, oh, yes, how I do wish I was taking a bath with Gabriel. And not alone. Again.
Oh.
I hate taking baths alone. Okay. So. Gabriel says that drinking the domestic beer, aka Budweiser, is the least he could do just for her. So yes, he's trying to win the love from Papa Mitchell. So that's nice. And he thinks that hopefully things will improve with time.
Maybe
they can go hunting together.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh God. I don't think.
Oh yeah, and before I forget, I told him I want to marry you. What? Did he mention that to you over dinner?
No.
Right, about that. Well, here's the gossip part. Gossip, are you ready? What happened during the dinner?
Pay attention.
Okay, so apparently he told her that she's his little girl. Obviously, Papa Mitchell, duh. But okay, yeah, yes, we're your little girl. Oh, we're so cute. And that he wanted to protect her. Okay. And then he said some things about Gabriel that weren't very complimentary. Aww. So look at that. It all is forgiven, Gabriel. Here, have a Budweiser.
Cheers. Well, not forgiven, but you know, it's we'll protect.
Right, but still, it's like, here, Gabriel, I don't hate you so much.
I think Ton is being cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Related to Gabriel, but you know, on the other hand, he has his daughter that he loves. And,
mm-hmm.
and if Gabriel explained everything what happened in the university, maybe he is trying to understand why Julia is back with him.
Yeah, well, remember that Papa Tom Mitchell fell in love with Paul. And Paul's family. They were the cat's meow, and they were awesome, and if he could, he would marry Paul's mom.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ted. And, because, you know, Mama Norris knows how to cook. She cooks delicious. She's the goddess in the kitchen. And you know what? Papa Mitchell loves cows too now, so... Yay!
Yeah.
So if Julia marries Paul, then Paul will bring Mama Norris around, right, for the holidays. And who's going to make the turkey? Mama Norris.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
So he was really not in love with Paul, in love with the Mama Norris food.
Well, yeah, but he also liked Paul, and he asked Julia, remember, in that silent ride, you know... Paul is silent. What did you do? Did you break him? What's wrong with him? Do you have a problem with cows? And Julie's like, he wanted more. I'm not ready for that, Father. But why? I'm not ready. Like Miss Piggy. I'm not ready, Father. So there you go. Little diva. Okay. So, look at that. But Julia tells Gabriel that Papa Mitchell admitted that she is an adult and she has to make her own life. So, okay, yeah, well, that's true. And this is one of my favorite quotes, and it's from Julia. He said it was clear to him that you've changed, even since he's seen you last. I think you surprised him. No way.
Wow.
And then she tells him that he isn't used to being surprised. So, ooh, look at that.
Well, but I think that is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from Gabe.
Right? Because maybe Gabriel didn't just change for Julia. Remember, now he's more casual.
Yes.
I guess in a way, the way he dresses is a bit more casual. He's more
respectful.
He's being more grateful, and now he counts his blessings, which he never did before. So that's good. I guess he's a bit more humble, and Papa Mitchell can see that now. So he thinks this is good. Okay, but then Gabriel apologizes to Julia, and he says, "I'm sorry." And Julia says, "For what?" And this broke my heart because he really, really, it was like, oh, gosh darn it, Gabriel, you're such a nice guy.
Right now,
because in the beginning, no. But now, you're such a nice guy. He tells her, for not being the kind of man you could bring home to your father. Like Paul. I miss Paul. Anyway.
Everything goes to Paul.
Yes. My fan fiction. Right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it turns out that Julia gets upset and she's like, hey, listen, buddy, my dad. Oh, look at that. Now all of a sudden, dad. My dad thought that the sun shone out of Simon's ass. Okay?
He isn't. Watch your mouth, lady.
And then she says, he isn't the best judge of character, and he doesn't know you as I know you. Oh, well, yeah.
Aww.
True. Go, woman, defending her man.
And Ben said, tears falling down cheeks.
Aww. So, yes. And then he tells her, but your father, I'll handle him. Ooh, Julia, the sheriff is in town.
Yeah.
Gosh, like, I'm going to put everything in order. Pow, pow. Ah! Well, okay. Anyway, so it turns out later on that the conversation Gabriel had with Tom, Papa Mitchell, was just a warm-up because later on he had to have dinner with his family. And, yeah, Scott. Oh, Scott. Scott, you're such a special guy. Scott wasn't such a happy guy. And speaking to him over the phone and then speaking to him in person, well, it was quite an experience. Right,
yeah.
Scotty?
It's funny because Scott is always defensive with Gabriel.
Yes.
Scott is always waiting for a fight or expecting a fight.
Yes.
Not waiting, expecting.
Yes, he's ready to go and fight for Julia, defend her honor, because he sees her like a sister. Since Rachel and Julia are the same age, he's very protective of them, of Julia. So, yes. So, yeah. How about that? And Julia, again, confirms. She tells him he's very he's protective of me. I'll talk to him. Ooh, look at that, Julia. The sheriff! Boom! Right on target. I'm a cowgirl apparently today. So then, this is the part when I was like, okay, I don't know if it happened to you.
Yes.
And this is a favorite quote of mine again. He says, Dad asked me to offer a toast to Mom at the wedding reception.
Which, you know, I was, sorry. Mm-hmm. I have to stop here because I love that he referred to them like dad and mom.
Yes!
So, it was so amazing because, yes, he's accepting them.
That was finally. The first time, right? I noticed that because remember even that time where he dreamt of Maya or had that vision of Maya and Grace? He never said, Mom. It was just like, what are you doing here? Who are you? I'm Maya! And then end of dream or whatever vision, you know, but he never said Mom. And before, when they were alive, remember in chapter 7 of Gabriel's Inferno, Julia calls, you know, she tells him, your family loves you, and he says, they're not my family, not really. And it's always Grace, Richard, Rachel, Scott.
Yes.
And now,
that is
sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And now it was Mom, Dad, sister, brother. My family.
Yes.
So, yes, that was a beautiful moment. I thought, oh my god, Kodak moment. But I was surprised. Julia didn't react like us. Because he tells her, Dad asked me to offer a toast to Mom at the wedding reception. Oh, darling, that's going to be difficult. She didn't go like, oh my god, you called him Mom and Dad. You love them. Gabriel, I will hug you if I could, but we are away.
But I am old wet.
Right? But no. I see Lori.
That
she says...
Yeah.
Lori says, yes, that is sweet. And then Pam says, you may go. What is...
No.
Okay. Pam says, he has made peace. Yes, he has. Aww. So, yes. Poor Gabriel. He's finally accepting.
But I'm with Julia when she said, that's going to be difficult. Are you sure you want to do that?
Right.
Because it will be difficult.
Well, yeah, it's going to be, you know, the first wedding in the family, and Grace is not there.
Yeah, but I love his answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he says, I have some things I need to say. Things about 30 years in the making. Now's my chance. So,
oh,
yeah. Are we going to hear the speech?
Yes. That says how much he has changed.
Yes, indeed. So, oh. Poor Gabriel. And then again, he says again, because Julia asks, so you kiss and made up with everyone? And again, he says, Dad and I made our peace on the telephone weeks ago. So, oh, look at that. Oh. That's good. Oh, another hug.
Did you know, Delia Reynard, we missed the cell phone call. So,
yeah, boss, what happened here? Yeah. Care to explain, mister?
Yeah.
And the boss is like, what? I think I hear my phone. Walks away.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Wait, missus. That's my book.
Yeah, well, we're reading it, and this is my copy, so what happened?
That's my comment.
Right? Anyway.
We love you, boss.
We love you, boss. Here, have another Lefroy. Who loves you? Have another donut. Don't get mad. Don't get mad at us, master. Okay. Okay, so then Julia asks, so, did you meet Tammy's baby boy? Yeah.
Oh,
Quinn's another Quinn. Oh, baby Quinn. So, yeah. He says that, yes. And this is one of my favorite quotes again. He tells her, he soiled me as I picked him up. Perhaps Scott coached him to make his feelings about me known. Look, Gabriel, this is my son, Scott. Oh, hi, babe. Bleah. Oh, my God. Oh, dear. This is my new suit. Oh.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Quiva.
Oh, crap. Tammy, we need tissue. Oh, Quinn. And can you imagine Scott winking at baby Quinn and baby Quinn blinking back? Yeah. Like, yeah.
High five, Quinn.
We did it, Dad. We did it. Look, I did good, right?
That was right.
Right. This is the one I had to do, right? You trained me. You showed me the pictures and you were like, you see this man.
He's the man, right?
Yeah. You see this man. Uncle Gabriel, you throw up on him. Do it again. Practice. Every day. It was like, 5 in the morning, both of them bonding. Yeah, with a picture and a suit. Throw up, baby. Okay, Daddy. Good job, baby Quinn. That was a good one. Let's do it again. So, yeah, all that training. Look at that. So, yeah. So, Julie asks, he peed on you? No. He spoiled milk all over me. On the new Armani suit. Oh,
my God. Do you remember what happened when he was flying to Philadelphia?
No, he was flying back.
Silent Grove.
He was flying back from Selin's Grove. He was coming back to Toronto.
And the baby, little baby, do the same?
Well, the other baby, peed on him.
I know, his other baby.
The other one peed and this one spilled milk. So,
yeah. But he was really, really, really mad with the other one.
Oh, yeah, he burned. He threw those pants away. I mean, I think if he could, he would have burned them.
Yes.
But he didn't. And those pants came from Paulina.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. But now he has another attitude.
Yes, he does. So he tells him, he tells
Julia. Julia was laughing.
Well, yeah, Julia's laughing. I was like, oh, you crazy girl. Don't laugh, the precious. It was beautiful. But anyway, so she imagines just him so elegant and with the milk. You're such a good girlfriend, Julia.
Yes.
Anyway, so he asked her, is it wrong that I didn't care much? I mean, about the suit? Wait, what? Mm-hmm. And
Lori said he has learned some patience.
Yes. And Pam was saying that, yes, the slacks, the baby peed on them. Oh, crazy babies. Okay. So, yeah, by the way, who thinks of wearing an expensive suit when you're going to go visit a baby?
Wow.
That's never a good idea.
Remember that Gabriel's not acquainted with babies.
Well, it's still, you know, it's like never wear nice things.
Maybe he wasn't expecting the baby in the house.
Oh, that's another good point. Okay.
That's a good point. I was laughing with Julia when she said, "You didn't care?" It's like, you know, where is the professor?
Mm-hmm.
And who are you?
Yes, like, who are you? What have you done with him? And is he having sex? Because I need to look for that one. No? Oh, darn. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it turns out, and she asks, what did you do with it? Maybe she could save it or sell it on eBay, perhaps.
Yeah.
Like, turns out Snarky took it. No, not even Snarky has his hands on that suit. Turns out that he was told by the concierge that the dry cleaners, it could be clean, so he was sent to the dry cleaners. And he was assured that the milk will come off. And then he tells her, I'm not holding my breath. Suits can be replaced. People can't. Oh my God, again. Who are you? God. Gabriel, you've changed.
Gabriel is growing up. Mm-hmm. Even when he has a lot of age, but he's growing, really, really growing.
Right? And then we've come to this part, which is like, okay. Julia tells him that she's never seen him being sweet around children. So, well, that's true. He's never around children. And obviously, it was too painful for him before. And he didn't like children back in the day either. So, yeah. But she's never seen him with children. And she thinks that's very sweet of him. Right? He tells her that he is, well, at least he tries to be sweet with her. So, that's true.
Well, yeah.
And then he goes into the whole, you will make beautiful babies, Julianne. Little girls and little boys with brown eyes and pink cheeks. And this is the part where I was like, I'm drowning here. Who said anything about babies?
Yeah, that's a difficult conversation.
Yeah.
Really, 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 really delicate.
Yes, and I would think that this is the type of conversation you have in person, not over the phone.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What if they, aww.
So, I don't know, maybe it's Gabriel's biological clock in his mind. It's going like, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. I have to have a baby right now. What?
Oh my God, yes. Yes, come here right now.
And Twitchy's like,
we have to have sex before.
Yeah, that's what Twitchy says. That's a great idea, Pastor. Women fall for that. Biological clocks and all of that. Come on, Julia. Blessedness. Open for me. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Fancy. I thought that showed a lot of growth for him.
Yes. Well, it does. But for me, you know, with my fear of commitment, it's like, I thought we were going to stay childless for 5 years. And then after 5 years, we would consider having children. Because that way we travel, we do things, naked Sundays and such. You know, once the babies come, you can't do naked Sunday. You just can't. It's awkward.
Yes. Okay, Mommy. So move on because we have a lot of things.
Okay. So, yes, but, yeah, look at that. He wants babies with her eyes, brown eyes.
Aw, but so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then he wonders if this conversation is premature. Well, you should talk about it. That's that. But anyway, so yeah, Julia tells him that she is hesitating marrying him, not because of the children, but because she's a child of divorced parents. Her parents loved each other once back in the day, and now they ended up hating each other. And that's a good point. That's a really good reason to be afraid of marriage. Everyone starts a relationship thinking that it will be forever and ever, and it's going to be perfect, and you're going to love each other no matter what. And then at the end, things don't work out the way you expected them to work out, and you end up hating each other, and just like long divorces, endless gossip. She did this, and he did that, and blah, blah, blah. And friendships are torn, right? And so it's terrible. So she has a real reason to be afraid of marriage because of her experience. So that's like, okay, that makes sense. I agree with Julia. We need more time, Gabriel.
Yeah, but you know, Gabriel had not a similar situation, but yeah, he was homeless.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it would be more difficult to him. And in spite of that, he wants to get married because he has a rich orange. He has Grace,
right.
They have a good marriage.
Right,
so
right.
It depends.
Yes.
Because both of them have a terrible childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gabriel worse.
Right.
But I don't know because Julia have difficult situations too.
Right.
But yeah,
I found it interesting that he says my parents were married for
four
years.
Another,
he doesn't think about his biological father and his biological mom. No. It's my parents, the Clarks.
Mm-hmm.
So, ooh. And you know, they were a really good example of what marriage should be. Not just to Gabriel, but to Rachel, to Julia, even to Scott.
Yeah.
So they are the ideal.
That's what Gabriel want to have with Julia.
Right.
So, yes, Gabriel. Yes, I will marry you.
And then, okay, so then Julia proceeds to tell him if she could have that type of marriage like theirs. He tells her, we can.
Mm-hmm.
So, ooh, he's very confident.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, oh my God. And he tells her that's exactly what Gabriel what Grace and Richard have. That's what he wants.
Uh-huh.
And he wants it with her, Julianne.
Yes.
Ooh. And then Julia proceeds to tell him that if he had asked her to marry him before he left, you know, maybe around that time when they were in Florence or Belize.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Florence, when everything was beautiful and we didn't have anything to worry about. If he had proposed back then, she would have said yes. But now they have to work over their issues because they were apart and they've grown differently. You know, they have experienced different things if they change as well. So now she thinks, now we have to really think about it and we need time because we have to work over our issues. Mister, I don't want to be stressed when I'm in school.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's another good reason too. So, yes.
Yeah.
And he tells her that he doesn't want to stress her. Well, you know what takes stress away? Sex. What?
Yes.
So,
that's
yes.
True.
And then again, Julia asks.
Yeah, he is doctor recommended.
Right? Mm-hmm. Wink, wink. But then again, Julia brings a good point. Like, what about your decision of not having children? You had a vasectomy, remember? You didn't want to have babies. How are you expecting us to have children in our family, mister? And Gabriel says, we could always adopt. Ooh, that's
yes,
good.
Yes, a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants babies with brown eyes.
I know, right? Okay, I'm reading the comment from Pam. Pam says, they both needed that situation to bring them together again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that the whole adoption thing, I think it's a great idea because there's many, many children who need parents who are not fortunate enough to have someone to take care of them. And adopting a child, if you can and you're ready for it, I think that's great. So that's a really good idea. You know, for Gabriel, it made a big difference.
Yes.
Otherwise, he would have been alone. So, aww. Anyway, and Julia thinks, well, he tells her that if they adopt, it would have to be through a private agency because of his history with drug
uh-huh.
addiction. So, ooh.
Yeah.
And so Julia thinks, are you sure? And he says, yes, my darling, with you, I want children. And maybe, just maybe, he could have the vasectomy reverse.
Oh. That's interesting. So he's willing to do that.
Mm-hmm. So, oh my. And Julia right away starts thinking, babies with blue eyes. Oh my.
Oh my.
I said brown eyes. Blue. Brown. Blue. brown.
Well, one blue and another one brown.
Oh my god. So, okay.
You twins.
Can right, you twins. Even better. That means... Wait, no. Let's do it differently, because that means you have more sex if you have separate kids, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So, yes, and Gabriel reflects about his adoption. He was old when he was adopted by Grace, and considering other children, most children, when they are small babies, infants, they get adopted right away because families want, couples want babies. That way they can have like an open, a blank slate, and they can just do whatever with the baby, and the baby will not remember the families and stuff, and they won't have so much trouble. But when they're grown up, they're a bit older, it's difficult for the families and the kids to adjust. And so Gabriel is amazed, and he thinks he's blessed that Grace still wanted him, even though he was at an age where he probably was unadoptable. Aww.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, he's thinking about that, and, ooh, Julia, would you reconsider? Please, Julia. So, aww. So, yes, Gabriel and Julia tells him that she thinks right now this conversation about the babies is premature, and they need more time to talk. And then, all of a sudden, her hand falls into the bath water, and it splashes, and Gabriel asks, a simple question.
So now we are going to remember Morgan, no?
Yes, Morgan. Oh, yes. Morgan. Okay.
And stay there because we have some comments after this.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. With the great Morgan. Oh, we love him.
What are you doing? Are you taking a bath? Yes. She took comfort in the fact that he groaned into her ear. It was painful that he could resist her day after day, no matter what. He sighed. Well, I'm across the hall feeling lonely and sad in case you need anything. I'm lonely too, Gabriel. Can't we do something about that? He hesitated, and Julia felt hopeful. Gabriel groaned again in frustration. I'm sorry, I need to go. I love you. Good night. Julia shook her head somewhat resignedly as she ended the call.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I have a comment because if you are not going to do anything, Gabriel, why you said that you are going to feel lonely and sad? Case you need anything, it's like an invitation,
right?
And so all of a sudden she say, oh yes, I'm like too. Okay, I have to go.
Well,
oh,
you know,
God,
he's
bipolar.
He's tempted, so close to letting go of his promise to be a good guy, so I guess that's why it slips and he can't help but flirt back.
But she did it on purpose.
Well, that's true. It was an accident.
She was relaxing and he was calm.
Right.
He was calling her, so... Yeah, but you know, okay, if you are okay, you are in a bad talk to you later. Maybe we can have dinner or I don't know, drinks or whatever. But no, he said, I'm across the hall.
Right.
What the hell? So you can pick your words, Gabriel.
Right, I thought that too. It's like, oh, Gabriel, you're not playing fair because you don't want her to tell you to have sex with her, even though you're like, no, it's okay, it's just, I can't. But yet, you make it so freaking sensual all the time that then later on when she wants your touch, you're like, no, I can't, I mustn't, I have to go, blah, 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 and then he's gone, and it's like, great, I'm in the tub. Gabriel-less again.
I think he ran to the shower, too.
Tucci is like, Master, where is she? No, Tucci, down.
She's not coming.
Shito.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
poor.
It is not fair, Gabriel.
No, poor Tucci.
But you know, I think Gabriel is almost done. I mean, if you tempt him a little bit more, he... He's going to fall.
Right? Can you imagine all of a sudden?
He took a cold shower.
A cold shower.
He was giving a hand to a friend.
Can you imagine though, you know, Gabriel is like, oh my god, and then all of a sudden the phone rings. Wait, this is a new person.
Answer master.
No. Imagine it's like, I have to go, Julia. I have to go. Like, wait. Hello? Oh, gods of old professors who are trying to be a good guy and don't want to fuck or have sex with their beloved blessedness because they want to do it until they get married. Please help me. Help me withstand the temptation. Amen. We have a new caller. It's Gabriel, the sex god.
Maybe. Yeah, it's like a having center.
Right. Like a hotline. I need help.
I need that number because I need to call them.
So, oh, look at that.
Oh, my God.
That's what you say. Oh man. You know,
God, all the hot professors that want to do the right thing.
Please.
Don't let me to fall into the temptation.
Right. Oh. So, and that concludes today's chapter. Yay!
Well, no, it's not the chapter.
The first part. That's true.
Next week.
Because next week
we have a party.
We're going to a wedding! Yay! It's Rachel and Aaron's wedding, and you are invited to join us in the blessed union of two beautiful lives coming together as one. Mr. and Mrs. Webster, will we have the 50, 100 white doves? I don't know.
Yeah, we need to see the 100 doves.
Yes, we need to see that. So please, it's a black and white celebration. Pride, black and white for everyone. Beautiful long evening gowns. It's elegant. Very, very fancy. So yes, and Pam, we're going to read your comment next week. Your favorite quote?
Yes,
for that reason.
Because your favorite quote is from the next part.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we save it. So.
Yay! And in case you were wondering, there is no favorite quote for this part of the chapter. Oh, I know. Aww. I know. The boss was hiding because we were upset. What happened to the dinner? Just kidding. No. But anyway, so yeah, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to see you next week again. The party is going to be on August Sunday, August 30. Ooh, look, lucky number. August 13th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, your time, and we're going to go over the second part of chapter 49.
I'm saying bye with 31 years old.
Yes, it's going to be my partner's.
Next Sunday I'm going to have 32. So
my
I'm
partner's
going to be
birthday. Yes, so if you want to wish my partner a happy birthday, do it this Thursday. August 10th is my partner's awesome birthday. Woo! 23, baby! 23.
Okay.
Yes,
23. In birth.
Yes.
32, so now it's 23.
It's only 23, okay.
Oh, yes.
So, yes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and that concludes. That concludes today's seminar. So thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you send us your favorite quotes at Gabriel Series FP. And that's it. Have a good evening, ladies. Anything else, partner?
Bye.
Okay, all right. Bye. See you at the wedding.